To KDKR, Decatur, Dallas, Fort Worth, and KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR's daily programming do not necessarily reflect the views of the management or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, not a good day on Wall Street. Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. 1-877-913-5357 is the number to call, and I do have a line open. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your questions, whatever's on your mind. Line is open, 1-877-913-5357. You know what I love about having this radio show at 3 o'clock is that I go pretty much a full day of watching markets, minus appointments here and there, and the market's closed, it's over with, and I get to come on the air and talk about what transpired and why it transpired, at least give my opinion on it. We can talk risk, and we can talk a little bit about the environment, and we can take a deep breath, which everybody should need to take a deep breath. And in case you didn't see, the market day was not a good day, not dramatically horrible, but still not a good day, considering that the market itself being down as much as it was not the only story today. But the market has got a lot to be concerned about. And we are on full-blown bear market watch. NASDAQ is already well into a bear market, which makes sense because they were the hottest group of stocks over the past, since 2009, through the bull market. S&P 500 is just a mere couple percent away from being declared in a bear market. And the Dow, I don't follow the Dow as much because I don't think it's the most relevant index. But it's probably 4 or 5% away from being in a bear market. It's lagging a little bit. But the fact that everybody is looking for a bear market is, to me, contrarian, because generally speaking, the crowds of investors are not looking for a bear market. That's not what happens. But needless to say, or maybe it's because it seems to be so telegraphed, because at least to me it seems to be so obvious. But the market has got a lot to be concerned about. First, we start with interest rates. And the fact that the Federal Reserve Board, and this was an interesting dynamic to me, is that the Federal Reserve Board has, for 12, 13 years during this last bull market, made it a point to come out in the middle of the day if the market was struggling and come out and say, you know, something positive. The market would rally and come back, and the Fed's your friend. Don't fight the Fed, as the old saying goes, because the Fed is market friendly. Today, the Fed is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, different. I mean, it is hardcore. I can't remember who said it. I just kind of caught the last part of it in an article. But I think it was Federal Reserve Board Jerome Powell came out today and said, we're going to do whatever we have to do with interest rates to tame inflation. Wow. That's not good news for the stock market. Not good for the bond market either. And that's what I'm trying to convey to you today, and have been trying to convey, is this big picture. because there's a huge gap between where interest rates are and inflation. And there's absolutely no way that the Federal Reserve Board can raise interest rates high enough to fight inflation. They would destroy everything in this economy. And plus, they just don't have enough time to do that. So they're going to do it another way. If you take down the market enough, the market losses get into a deep, deep bear market like the past two that we've had, that would definitely take a bite out of inflation. If you had the worst year in the bond market that we've had in history, I mean, that's a huge statement. Last time I checked, a bond index fund that is made up of all types of, is representative of the bond market, well, let me say it that way, was down 10%. This was just within the last couple of weeks. Down 10% year to date. Never have seen those types of losses in the bond market. But that's what's going to, that's going to take that and way much, a whole lot more in losses to bring inflation down. And what the thing I've said about inflation, and I think you, this is the big picture, one of the big picture thoughts, is that it's not how high the inflation rate is. Because you know as well as I do, 8% is not the true inflation rate. Unless you don't buy groceries, unless you don't go to the gas station to get gas. Maybe you have an electric car and you haven't looked at a gallon of gas in a long time. The price of a gallon of gas. We all have to eat. And it's ridiculous. I mean, you can look at a box. My kids still, and they're grown, 18 and 20. Still like the bag of assorted chips, bags of assorted chips. And I go grocery shopping, and I do the grocery shopping with my family. So I go to the store, and they're regularly $9.99, always on sale for $6.99. This was pre-inflation. Today, they're $11.99. That's more than a 50% raise in prices. You see these $2 or $3 raises in price increases in prices, and you don't think anything about it, but that is significant. It's way more than 8%. So we have interest rates, and remember, when interest rates go up, bond prices come down. And just let me go back here just a second and kind of talk about big picture what we're looking at in the bond market. The bond market has been in a long-term bull market since 1980, when interest rates were in double digits. An actor named Ronald Reagan became president, and he ushered in this, and the Federal Reserve Board of the time ushered in this easy money environment. And interest rates started coming down from the double digits. I mean, can you imagine paying 18% for a mortgage? I was a kid then in the 70s, but I have my clients who owned a house during that time and had to pay a mortgage, paying 18% in mortgage rates. Bull markets come to an end at some point. But if you really look at it, this bull market in bonds went from 1980 to, I think the bottom was in 2020, I believe. I haven't looked at that in a long time. That's an enormous amount of time for a bull market. there's an old saying that, of course, what goes up big time comes down big time. Well, actually, it's different than that, but you get the point. I didn't say that right. What goes up in a large way, it has to come back down in a large way. It makes me wonder if we're going to get that same reaction in the bond market, already down 10%. That index fund I was talking about. We're looking at the potential of a recession. You've got all the cultural things that are happening. I mean, there's so many moving parts that are going on in this country right now. And an inflation rate of 8% is a joke. I just can't even believe that. Like I said, though, I mean, whether it was 8%, 20%, 25%, the prices that we're paying right now, how sustainable is that? That's the big question. It's not what the rate is. It's how sustainable these inflation rates are going to be, the amount of inflation. This came out today, a research piece by Yardeni. He does a lot of research type analysis. He said U.S. households are spending the equivalent of $5,000 a year on gasoline. That is up from about $2,800 a year ago and $3,800 as recently as March. There's just no way that the American consumer can continue with these level of prices. Something's going to have to give. 1-877-913-5357. This is Bob Brooks. Stick around. I will be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org. At pastorchuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at pastorchuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org.
Hi, I'm Jill Taylor, inviting you to join me each Saturday morning at 11 o'clock for Choose Life Radio. You'll hear people from across America sharing their stories of faith, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Choose Life Radio will encourage you to fully appreciate the gift of life. You may also find help for you or a friend in need. So please join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War radio program. The Invisible War is the study of God's Word on how to walk in Christ's victory in the spiritual battles we face against the powers of darkness. Join me every Sunday morning at 9, right here on KDKR and KYJC in Commerce, your station for life.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, 1-877-913-5357 with your questions and your comments. So, two or three other things on the list. You just got to think, with all these countries that are around Russia, that are around the Ukraine, that are banding together, it's like poking the bear. Bear's asleep, the bear's asleep, and you're poking the bear, and you're poking the bear, and you keep poking him enough, and the bear wakes up. This is the huge concern that I have. I'm sure many have the same concern with what Putin does once you back him up against into a corner. He's got nothing to lose. And the horrible situation that would be. So let's talk a little bit about what started the day today. First of all, if you haven't been keeping up, you've had better things to do, I get that. The NASDAQ was down 4.73%, which is a pretty big day down today. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3.57%, and the S&P 500 was down 4.04%. With the Dow Jones, be careful in getting too caught up in the point number, because it's the percentage that makes a difference. I just get tired of hearing CNBC over-sensationalize the fact that the Dow Jones is over 1,000 points down. Well, that just happens to translate to over 3% down, which is not the end of the world, by the way. But not a good day for sure. But here's the problem. And this, to me, was the bigger news of the day. There are defensive stocks that people like to switch to in times of recession. Because a place like Target, a place like Walmart, they're going to sell food, sell consumer goods at a discounted price, whether or not there's a recession. Maybe not as much, but they're still going to sell the necessities. They're still going to have sales. So Target and Walmart, and those are, we'll just, the most obvious ones, are sometimes people will hide out in the Target stocks of the world, in the grocery stores, and because those particular stocks still have to function and have to work as a company, and because people have to eat, right? Target came out, let me back up. Walmart came out with their earnings reports yesterday, and they weren't good, and their projections and their forecasts, those weren't good, and Walmart got taken to the woodshed a little bit. I think it was down 6 or 7% yesterday. All in all, Walmart's been down 24%, or roughly the last time I looked, since mid-April. It's a little bit over a month. They've been down 24%. Target comes out today and gives a horrible forecast and a horrible earnings report, way worse than Walmart. Down at one point, 27%. The stock was down 27% at one point today. So it comes down to defensive stocks like a Target and Walmart. Can't hide there. Gold hasn't been acting even remotely like a safe haven. In fact, I would challenge that notion as a safe haven to begin with. And then if you can't go there, you can't go to bonds. So what in the world do you do? We're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a second. 1-877-913-5357. Well, first of all, and I was talking to somebody today that has their 401k, and we've been making some changes and things in it, and he was talking to me about bonds, because I thought you said bonds were a bad place to be, and well, I said they are, then why are do you have 80% in bonds in my portfolio? And the reason that I suggested that he have 80%, I'm not saying for you to go do this, but had 80% in bonds, was because they were short-term bonds. Short-term bonds are, and keep this in mind when you want to say the word relevant. I mean, not relevant. It's all, I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Anyway, short-term bonds are, can be, should be, not guaranteed to be, a good place to put money because they typically don't fluctuate in price that much. And then, so that in a 401k plan could be a stable value fund, could be a good place. I'm not giving that as advice, but that to me is in normal times, and the past performance is no guarantee of future performance. Please hear what I'm saying. That can be a good place to put money. So that was why 80% of his portfolio was in that. But it really comes down to preserving assets as much as possible if you are doing traditional allocation, and then it comes down to when you make that move. Generally speaking, you change up portfolios and that's just assuming you get the opportunity when the market recovers a little bit is when you make the changes. If you're in an IRA and you have an advisor that actually manages money, there's alternative strategies that you can use that can actually work out real nice in a bear market setting. The problem is there's not very many advisors who do that and or have enough experience managing money to do that, especially in bear markets. But there are ways to make money, to preserve, to make it to survive through a bear market. But it was interesting today, though, with defensive stocks down. I think gold was up a little bit. Bonds were up a very little bit. But it's important, though, that you have a conversation with your financial advisor and find out where your financial advisor stands. And the first clue that they're not probably where they need to be thinking-wise is when they tell you there's nothing to worry about. Even if I was positive on where the economy was heading and positive on where the stock market was ultimately going to go, I think the answer to that question of what do you think about the risks in the market, what do you think about the risks in the economy, should be a balanced answer. Well, there's this risk and this risk and this risk, and we feel that this could happen because of that. We are in these investments because of this risk level, you know, like I was talking about with short-term bonds, that kind of thing. But if you get an answer that says, you're a long-term investor, that's never, in my opinion, I've always felt this way, that's never been a good answer. In other words, stay on the roller coaster and hopefully you'll come out okay in the end. Roller coaster is a rough place to be, especially during a bear market, if we are indeed in one. But I think it's really important to have that conversation with your financial advisor. Go through a thorough assessment of your risk level. And then here's another important question to ask, I think, as a financial advisor. Let's take a step back and start over. Where do you want to be? Where do you want the end result to be? And let's work backwards and make sure we're doing what we need to do to get you there. And that takes a lot of the noise out of the markets. Stephen Covey on Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, great book, talks about begin with the end in mind. I think it's easy to lose perspective of what we're trying to achieve with our investments and with our retirement plans and everything. So start over, take a look into the future, say this is where I want to be, this is where I am now. Now, considering the risk that it presents itself, what do I need to do to get from point A to point B? It's a great conversation to have And any financial advisor that's worth it would welcome that conversation. Because once again, it takes away, we were talking about this yesterday on the program with Dr. Teitelbaum, it takes away the emotion out of it and gets us fixated on where we want to be, not where we are today. If you got a question for me and on anything market related, anything stewardship related, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com, go to the Ask Bob section, send it in, because we are all out of time till we do meet again next time. Keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.